You're listening to SBS News.
The number of koalas in Australia has declined over the past few decades. Their major threat is loss of habitat because of land clearing and urbanisation. It's for this reason a team of Australian and international scientists, led by Professor Rebecca Johnson, director of the Australian Museum Research Institute, decided to embark on a groundbreaking project. They successfully sequenced a full koala genome, a complete set of DNA, containing all the genetic information needed to build and maintain an organism. Professor Rebecca Johnson says the genome provides unprecedented insights into the unique biology of a koala.
Well, once you have a genome, the applications are almost endless. We can use it to understand what the populations of koalas look like from a diversity perspective, because that's really important to maintain for conservation. And we can use it to understand the genes that make up a koala. What do the genes of a koala look like? We've discovered that they have an expansion in their ability to detoxify, which is basically how they eat poison. And we've discovered all sorts of genes around how their immune system works and also how those genes respond to infection.
The five-year genome study was led by an Australian consortium comprised of 54 scientists from 29 different institutions across seven countries. Distinguished Professor Jenny Graves is one of the scientists. Her work uses the genetic diversity of Australian mammals, such as the kangaroo and emu, to study how the mammal genome works and how it evolved. She said it comes a long way from when her research began.
Back in the 1980s, we could never have imagined that we'd have a whole genome. We were using very ancient techniques, you know, one gene at a time. It took ages, took a lot of DNA. But we were able to show that the koalas in Victoria are indeed very inbred, and that was the first warning that genetic information would be really important in saving the koala.
It's already provided insight into how koalas can survive on a eucalyptus diet and its immune responses to chlamydia, a leading koala-killing disease. It means scientists could be closer to developing a vaccine against the sexually transmitted disease. Professor Kathy Bellev of University of Sydney is the co-lead author. She says an important component they found was the composition of koala milk. It found significant peptides in the marsupial's milk, which could deliver medical benefits for humans.
But some of these genes were really unique and novel to marsupials, or in some cases novel to the koala. And we've started characterising these genes. So we've chemically synthesised the peptides and then started testing them against a range of bacteria and fungi. And we've found that they're amazingly potent and can kill all sorts of bacteria, including golden staph.
There are currently more than 300,000 koalas living in Australia, a very small number when compared to the millions that once existed. The scientists say an uneven response of koala populations throughout their range is one of the major challenges facing broad-scale management of the species. It's hoped this world-first breakthrough in sequencing the full koala genome could lead to the koala's long-term survival. Natasha Kallios, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.